Pasha v'yikra, you have a mitzvah of a chokban chatak of melech. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to put on every carbon melech, salt. That's also a lisa say. The person says, loisash bis melech. So the person brings a carbon, and he doesn't put melech on it. He has put the salt on the carbon, he's over a lisa say and an assay. And b'di'evid, the person is makar a carbon without melech, without salt, the Rambam paskins perikei melech tzum is be'ech lachi yibayis, that the carbon is kosher. And it's put, so the Baal Kovin is yet to the carbon. In fact, the Mechus Chinuch, and it's a Kuchy test, they see it. Why isn't the carbon possible to this above Avera? He brought the carbon, Bashasi did an Avera of, with an Avera of not bringing the melt. He said, well, what can I say? Mechus Chinuch wipes their hand in his cashew. Right. Texas in the beginning, Lil Gozel said that it was this Asher, but, is it a chilek? It's a chilek, yeah, but the nice Mechus Chinuch is also Mechayshu Yimitzvah Bavayir. The Gemara Menachos, the Chacham Huvei says that the melech, that the salt of the carbon, has to come Mishal Tziba, not from the Baal carbon. Some carbonists have to be brought from the Tziba Dachta, from Gan Tzlai Yisrael, not from just the Baal carbon, but and the melech is one of those. The Baal carbon cannot bring the carbon and the melech. The melech has to come, the salt has to come from the Tziba Dachta, it's a halacha. The same thing the Gemara says, the Eitzim. The Atzei Marocha that we burn the carbon on also has to come as a Tziba. You can't bring the Atzei Marocha also together with your carbon Mishal Yochad. Certain things have to be Mishal Tziba. There is such a thing as a carbon Eitzim. A carbon Mincha is normally soilless, but there's such a thing as being a carbon Mincha of Eitzim. He wants to be Makav Eitzim. He's Makav Eitzim to bring as a carbon. So those Eitzim will come from the Yochad, but those Eitzim have to be burnt on Eitzim of the Marocha from Mishal Tziba. The Rambam paskins in Perek Beis Luchos Ma'aseh Kavanos Locha Aleph that the Ein Chodav is Shekarv Lo Mizbeach Bolei Melch. There's nothing that's Nukiv on the Mizbeach without salt. Chutz Min Yain Hanach Tzachim, except for the Nisrei Hayayin. Ba'adam and the Dam, you spritz the Dam on the Mizbeach. Ve'Eitzim, and Eitzim mean, and Eitzim is, we're going to see soon, is even Eitzim of a carbon. But Dov is a Kabbalah. This is a Kabbalah of Ein Lo Mikrim Atlus Mecholav. There's no Beferish Apostolic, but it's a Kabbalah of the Ve'eloch Moshim Sinai that these things are not Nimelech. But the Rambam does say in Safi Sarasam does say that if you bring Yayin for a carbon mincha, you bring the mark of Yayin itself should be the carbon itself, that does need melech, that does need salt.
That's also the loch hamashmasina?
Well, that's included in alcohol carbon for tap of melech. That's not such a chiddush.
Nesachim
is a loch hamashmasina that it doesn't need. The Rambam says it's a kabbalah. I mean, he calls it a kabbalah. That the Nesachim doesn't need, but the Yayin itself is the carbon. A person can be makiv Yayin for carbon mincha. That Yayin itself doesn't need melech, which is a chiddush. The melech will spoil the Yayin. The melech will be poigim the Yayin, will be poigim the one. But even so, there's a loch. Kol kumancha taka melech. You put Yayin on the. You put melech on the Yayin. So what's the gedus? So the Mechus Chinuch wants to say. It could be, first thing was to say, Lecher, you would say that the Gedda is, the difference between Yayin and the Sochem, and Yayin, which is the carbon itself, is whatever is the Ishim, whatever is burnt on the fire, that needs Melech. And Lecher, every carbon is burnt on the fire, that needs Melech. But the Yayin and the Sochem is not burnt on the fire. When you bring a carbon, the Torah we say, like we say in Musaf, the Chassam and the Skeim, with every carbon you bring, many carbons come with a carbon mincha, come also with this Yayin, you have to pour wine, in Musaf we say the Shia, how much Yayin. You have to pour that in the sheetin. That doesn't go on the marocha, doesn't go on the fire. On the mizbeach, there were two sheetin, two holes that went all the way down, and you pour the wine in that, and it went all the way down. So that yain in the sochem is not leishim, is not being burned on the fire. Maybe that's together. That doesn't even melt. But,
so if you reckon that, why did the Ram reckon mine?
Oh, we're going to get there, we're going to get there. But first, the Mechus Chinuch is there for that, because the Ram in Perek Tzayin, Maaseh Kavanos Loch Yidalev, says, Zecher Chiddush, that when you menadav yain for a kabbah mincha, you don't burn it on the fire. That also goes in the sheetin. When the ayin is the carbon itself, that also doesn't go on the fire, goes in the sheetin. And still the Rambam says, it depends. If the wine you're pouring in the sheetin is the carbon itself, that needs melech. If the ayin that goes in the sheetin is the nisachim, that doesn't need melech.
The
ayin
that goes on
the sheetin. Where?
I don't know, but the Gemara says
Well,
but
You're right. It's super stuffy about the Doshim is chavit. Yeah, mechavit. Doshim is chavit to put the fire. I don't know. Maybe he's. I don't know. But the Rambam says that side the nischa yayin goes in the sheitan, and even a korban yayin goes in the sheitan. I'm not sure how that works. So Akoponim, the Mechas Sukh wants to say, together is posture that whatever's a carbon, it's a carbon for itself, that needs melech. Even though the yayin is a carbon for itself, even though the Rambam says it goes in the sheitan, that needs melech. And the nischa yayin, which is not a carbon for itself, it just comes together with the carbon, that does not need melech. It's amazing that the Mechas Sukh wants to say, Merdeka Chivish, like Yitzi was Moyer, the Chir, Nisicha Mayim, once a year we have a mitzvah to bring Mayim, water on the Mizbeach. The Simchas Pesheva and on Sukkot they would pour water on the Mizbeach, and that also went in the sheet. There was a separate sheet that was used that once a year. There was two sheet, and one was the Yayin, one was for wine, and one was for Mayim. The sheet for Mayim state was it went all the way down to the Emtzah Kadar Oretz, because all the way to the center of the earth, which is a Chayah Nes. I don't think anyone, even today's technology, have any shreches for getting to the center of the earth. But they say the sheet goes all the way to the center of the earth. They have Midrashim that in the center of the earth. Halfway down, from here to China, in the center of the earth is supposed to be Merdeka Faya, but there's a Medrash that says there's a whole Gria, there's a whole Uma, a whole Gria of people that have two heads. And the state that Shlomo Melech, who went to Shaita, when he was Melech on the whole world, he was Melech on them also. And the Maestas about how he dealt with them. But Al-Kuponim, the Nisach Mayim went all the way down to the Shitan. In fact, the Mechaschen of Echayr, this Mayim, is a carbon for itself. It should need Melech, it should need salt. But he says, the steam is the Rambam, where he brings down the halachos of Nisach HaMayim, doesn't mention Melech. And Mechas Chatayim is the steam is the Rambam. In fact, he doesn't mention that Nisach HaMayim is Melech, Mashma doesn't need Melech, doesn't need
Sol. Somebody be Menadat Mayim? The Yayim,
the rest of Kemenadat is on the Yayim. I don't know. And then, what would you do with it? Would you put that on the Isham, on the fire? Will you put that in the Sheetan? I'm not sure. The Yayim, when you mount the Yayim, Rambam says the Ferish, it goes to the Sheetan.
It's an Yayim.
Right. This is together. Whatever is a carbon for itself needs melech, and whatever is and the sachem which comes agav not. But the Rambam does say, like we said before, that eitzim, if you're not an eitzim for a carbon, even though that's the carbon itself, it doesn't need melech. What's the difference between eitzim and let's say yayin? So he doesn't explain this, but maybe the chiluk is something that's not a oichel, that's not food, it's not edible, it's not shayach to melech. The whole need of melech only goes into something which is be'etzim food. The Gemara Menachas that Chafan Chamal says there's two types of melech. We know this. The Gemara says it also. There's two types of salt. There's salt that comes from the sea, from the ocean, and the water is salty, and you can remove the salt from the water, and actually you can find the salt deposits next to the ocean. And there's water that comes from the karka. There's salt deposits in the ground. So in places they know how to dig it up, and that's also melech. The salt that comes from the mayim, the Gemara calls melech stoimis. I don't think it's the melech stoim that were choshes by my machreinim, the chashal make ivrin, but it's called melech stoimis, and the salt that comes from the karka is called melech estrakoimis. So the Gemara says that a chachiva you should use melech from the yam, melech dachba from the yam, and the reason is because the Torah says like sashbis melech vidashin, you should use melech sheina shebesis, you should use salt that never stops. What does it mean, salt that never stops? So Rashi teaches it should be salt, melech shematriya tomer, that's always found, bein b'kais bein b'chayr, sai in the sun and sai in the winter. So Rashi doesn't explain why salt from the karka is not found the whole year, and salt from the yam is found the whole year. So the only thing I'm thinking is maybe the salt from the karka in the chayr in the winter is so cold, and the ground is so hard, you can't dig it up. And melech from the yam is found.
It always does. Mean that people don't get habit all year.
Maybe that's what Rashi teaches. The melech shein means that it's mitzuyah bein b'kais bein b'chayyif, and that means only melech from the yam. The yam always sends it out. You go on the side of the yam. There's always deposits of salt over there. That's called melech shein shivetsis. Melech that doesn't stop. On the side of the Gemara in the Sefer Shas, he's mitzayin to some Yishayim. I think the Aruch. He says a different chiluk. He says melech shein shivetsis means bein b'yom bein melayla, sign the day, sign the night. And they explain that melech shein shevetsis, that melech comes from the yam, that's bein b'yom bein b'layla. The yam is always, the waves come up, is always bringing out melech, it's always bringing out the salt in the day and the night. Mashen kim melech, that salt that comes from the ground, you need poilim to dig it up. And the Rishonim say that only the poilim only work in the day, the poilim don't work at night. So that's not called Melech Shevesus. Rashi in Chumash is a different pshat. He brings a medrash, maybe different than the Gemara. He brings a medrash that says the chiluk is because there's bris krusim m'sheshem ebereshis. There's a bris that was given m'sheshem ebereshis to the yam. Shevstuchu mayim tachseinim mikarv mizbech v'melech nisach hamayim. The yam was given a promise that's going to come with the mizbech, the melech from the yam, the salt from the yam, and nisach hamayim b'chag and chagas
of it.
Oh, it's not makiv. Oh. How do we know that? Because the Gemara is a different drasha. The Gemara has a drasha that says Takriv, a Pokemon for Takriv Melach. The Gemara Dashan is actually four drashas from Takriv. It's a Gili. Takriv Kol Shehu, Takriv Mikomokim, Takriv Afingu B'Shabbos, Takriv Afingu B'Tumah. So what's this drasha? What does it mean? Let's start with Takriv Kol Shehu. So some Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi learns Takriv Kol Shehu means that it could be Sai Bein Melach Bo Min Yam, Bein Melach Bo Min Akakra. It could be the Yevet, you could use Melach that comes from the Kakra. And the drasha of Takav Mikomokim from any place, Rashi Taisha Zafinu Mechus Loras. This drasha tells you don't think that Melach has to come from Eretz Yisrael, the Melach can come even from Chus Loras. But the Rambam Pekei Mechus Mizbeach Lachi Yidam, he explains it differently. He says Takav Kol Shehu is going on a din in the Gemara afterwards. The Gemara afterwards says the Shear Melach. How much Melach do you have to put on a carbon? So the Gemara says that's not the Shear. The Shear is Mocha Yafa Yafa Keder Shemalech Bostel Eitzim Adam. You put on as much salt as you put on when you kash the flesh, the same way when you kash in belicha, the kash of the meat from dam, and the shear, if you look in your day, the shear is that you have to cover all four sides, make it completely white. You should not see the bosa. You cover all six sides, the top, the bottom, all four sides. It should be completely surrounded by salt. That's the shear from belicha, and that draws out the dam. My father, Mishalom, was once married to me that we don't find a chiluk between if it's a big piece of basa or a small piece of basa. It's the same amount of salt. When you think about it, you can have a small piece, 2 inches, you put the same amount on each side, and in between the salt is, let's say, only 2 inches, that throws it out. And if you have a 2-foot piece of basa, it's also the same amount of salt. It doesn't make a difference how big it is. You put the same amount of salt on both sides, and that throws it out. I mean, the dimensions might be more, but the actual piece of basa in between doesn't make a difference if it's small or big. It's the same amount of salt to salt the basa to put your avodah down. It's just, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. But like upon him, the shear of Kokoban Chatakar Melech is the same shear as for Melicha to take out the dam, which means to cover it completely. As the main of dam says, that's what Takav Kolshu means. That with the Yevet, if you just put a little bit of salt, not enough that you would do for Melicha for dam, you also eat it, which maybe is more Pashpash than the Gemara. Takav Kolshu, you don't need the whole full shear. So according to the Rambam, how does he know the way Rashi learns? The din that Rashi learns Takav Kol Shehu means that b'di'evet you can use melech min hakaka. How does Rambam know that? The Rambam learns that from Takav Mikomokim. He dashens Takav Mikomokim could even be melech. It's going on the type of melech. Rashi learns Takav Mikomokim means afing mechus laretz. It's going on where the melech came from. Let's say melech yam even from chus laretz. But the Rambam said, we'll learn that Takav Mikomokim tells you this halacha, that it could even be melech from the kaka. What type of melech? And how does the Rambam know then that it could be melech even from chutz laretz? Maybe the Rambam's chayuv. It could be, the Rambam doesn't say that melech can come from, either the Rambam's chayuv, the Rambam Taka holds that the melech cannot come from chutz laretz, or the Rambam holds that doesn't need a pasuk. Maybe the Rambam holds this of a pasha. There's no reason that you should think the salt has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And what the Rambam learns out from Takav Kol Shehu, that it means the amount of melech, you don't need the full shear melech, but you have it even a little salty, you have to the carbon, you have to the smitzah. How does Rashi know that? Maybe Rashi is Takav Chayla, maybe Rashi holds up a diyeved, it can't be a Kol Shehu. The shear melech has to be mocha yafi yafi. Doesn't say. The Rambam gather is Mesham, the Soha Locha, that melech has to come from the yam. And the Yevik could be even Habo Menachaki. It doesn't even speak about the whole thing. That's the Mishmah's Kashan Rambam. But that's for Fesh Gemara. On the Drush of Taka Finu B'Shabbos, what's the Chiddush? What's the Issa putting Melech on a carbon on Shabbos? That's, it's also Kashan, the Mishmah asks, where it talks about the Moloch of Ibud. Moloch of Ibud is, let's say, putting salt on earth, on leather. That works out on leather. That's the Moloch of Ibud. But the Halach is very clear that the Zichim of the Reis said there's no Issa of Ibud B'Eichlin. There's no issa of doing any type of ibud of eichel. There's a main effect of Mishnah Melech. What do we need to pasuk of Takav Tinu B'Shabbos? What's the chiddush? What would be us about putting salt on the basa Shabbos? Ibrak Sarchin. The Mishnah speaks of this also in these ways. The Gemara in the Nochah says, where do you put them? When do you put the melech on the carbon? The sound the Gemara says that you put the melech on the carbon bereishis shomus veyach. After the kohanim bring up the, they go on the kevesh, they go on the ramp, they go up to the top of the mizbeach, and the, before they put the basa on, they murin, they put, first put the murin on the fire, on the atzi marocha, up there, I guess they bring a bigger salt, they bring the salt, and that's where they put the salt on, up on top there. As the Meir of Menachos Chinuch says, the Gemara doesn't say who does it, but Pashtus the Kohen does it. Because only Kohen is allowed to be on top of the Rosh Hashem's mizbeach. You didn't do it up there, you did it wrong, you did it before you put it on Rosh Hashanah's Bech, you did it on the bottom, so what about the Tzar? What if a Levi Yisrael, not a Kohen, put the Melech on? Would you be Yitzhak or not? He writes Tzarchin, he closes the Shaila. It doesn't say it has to be done by a Kohen. It also has Melech, sure.
Yeah, but it's Tzarchin,
you don't have to send the Levi to you. Uh-huh, and there's Shaila Ibn on that.
Well, no.
Right.
Uh-huh.
When the chayyah doesn't need it, salt really goes on the bus, so you can be careful, do it only in the bus department. The chayyah doesn't need. Look at the Mishnah, peg it out for Shabbos in the second. There's a roa, the Mechassan brings down a roa embedded a bias, bias gimel, shah gimel, that says a chiddush that the chaylik of the kabbonis, which is nechal, the kahanim, and to the bailim, also needs melech. Not only would you makiv on the mizbeach needs melech, but the chenek that the kohen needs, and the chenek that in the kamachatas part of it eaten by the kohen, and the kamashlamin part of it eaten by the kohen, part eaten by the bainim, these parts also need melech. It's also as part of that grava. There's a sharing, I think we once spoke about it a little bit, about if the says b'feirish, the shakupa rehem, that the chenek that the kohanim eat is part of the kapara. The kohanim eating the kohen is part of the kapara. There's a sharing of the part that the bainim eats is that part of the kapara. Now, there's a rashi, the beginning of Talmud Nishchat, in the Testament base, that's mashma that the chelik that the bialim also eats as part of the kapara. Yeah. But they want to be medak and rashi that that even the chelik that the bialim that they eat is also part of the kapara. I think it's the fact that you put melech on the chelik of the bialim also, it's mashma as part of the kapara. Not just didn't the bialim eat it, or sus the bialim eat it, maybe it's part of the shikul raya that the bialim. That that's also part of the kapara. The Mishmeres Abayis, the one of the Yishenim on the side of the Bedek Abayis, he's chelik on the Ra. He says only the part that goes in the Mizbeach needs melech. The part that you give to the Kahanim and the Bayam Ti, that does not need melech. So I just think, I mean, first of all, in Chayya, the part that you give to the Kahanim and to the Bayam Ti needs melech to salt to take the dam out. Chayya, you have to kasha that, I mean, they're not going to eat dam. Chayya, you have to put the. You have to put any way down there. But the terrace is, first of all, Zavdavka, Mechari Kabbana say eating sli. What you eat sli, make it in, you don't need to salt. The Issa Dam is only Dam Shapirish, Dam that comes out of the Basra. If a person takes a raw piece of meat, the Dam never came out, he's allowed to eat it. There's no Issa Dam. And by sli. I hear you saying, so you could be in Vashra, then you don't need it very good. Right. But again, by tzli for sure, and any dam that comes out gets burnt, and what stays inside is not also, and chayr doesn't need melech. And another pasha teretz is, when you do melicha, when you salt the meat, take out the dam, there's a halacha of shtifa, there's din shtifa before, there's din shtifa after, there's a halacha you have to wash off the salt, because the salt will be full of dam. It shows you, it pulls out all the dam, it's full of dam, you have to salt it off, you have to wash it off. So the Ra is saying that if before they eat it, you gotta put it again. Kokman chataka melech, before they eat it, you have to put the salt back on it. That's what he's saying. But my question is, if the shir nechatzina at least is of melech is like the shir of melicha, you have to put on that much salt that's completely covered, it looks white, you can't see through it, it completely covers it. How do the kahanim bayim eat that? If the mitzvah is to eat it with salt, as every kol kman chatak melech, chayr has to be so salty, be any nechal machmas mochay. It's going to be pretty hard to eat something with so much salt. Cigar. The Michas Chinuch and Isi Beis brings from the
Mar. You have to eat it because
you
have to put it on. You have to eat it.
Take it on. Put it on. But he's saying that the Ma'is Achim is also like a Kakarov, a Kokmokta. Bishasi eat it, you should have melech the same way Bishasi makti it. That's I don't think you put it on and take it off. You can't put it on and take it off before you makti on the Mizbeach. Right? Sure. Maybe then, if it's not Shayach, he eats it then B'dievet. He uses a culture. The Mechasnech and Eisi Beis brings from the Maram Chagiz that says if there is no melech, there is no salt, you could use sugar. He says sugar is also a min salt, and achir sugar also has a teva of salting, even pulls out the dam as a min salt. It's a chiddush, and you can use that also. In fact, the mechas chinuch that sugar in achir is a peri, and a peri is allowed to be makar on the mizbeach. The pasuk of the peri is chol davash lesaktiru. We learn from that any peri to put a peri on the mizbeach. And maybe you'll say if there's no salt, you'll say esedich lois to say the mitzvah of putting melach is deicher lois to say of lesaktiru chol davash. The Mechas Chinuch says that that's not a teretz because we have a klal in Zvachim, in the Gemara Zvachim, so I sign him a day is that Ein Asay Deich Elis Shev in Bekdash, and Asay is not Deich Elis Shev in Bekdash. So he applies with a kasha on the Ram Chagiz.
Why did Tzidkir that's considered a
pay? What? Mechar, that's what he's asking. Mechar is a pay, yeah?
As an attribute of a pay, that
pay
is sweet,
and so is also. Yeah, maybe the Ram Chagiz is not a pay, he knew the Ram Chagiz knew this halacha, what? Chod Vash Nisaktiru. Yeah, that was not a discussion. The Mechas Chinuch also says that if there is no melach, let's say you have no salt, and you have a mitzvah to drink a carbon, what should you do? So the Mechas Chinuch says the same thing. You cannot bring the carbon. You don't say Esed Echolis to say the mitzvah of bringing the carbon is an assay. But to bring the carbon without melach is a lesser of a mikdash. And then he says even more, even besides that, to bring the cover without salt, you're even, like we said before, you're even nasei and a lesser say. And then nasei dech, a lesser say. So look, Mechasun of Chiddush, if there's no salt, you do not bring the carbon. Right. There's a mikdash David in Chel Kodesh and Samir Gimel. That declares there's such a thing as a carbon melech, like we said before, that's when a person can be not the yayin, that should be the carbon. There's such a thing as carbon eitz. And what about carbon melech? Somebody wants to bring a certain amount of melech, a certain amount of salt, that should be the carbon itself. He closes with a shayla. The shayla was actually, I used to have a sefer, I don't have it anymore, I have an elder zayda, it's called the shayla, she was kedushas yomtiv, and he said his kedushas, he was the talmud of the goyin, and the talmud of the goyin, they speak about him, maestas with him and the goyin, he's mentioned chotam shulna, she was a chav of chaim balashna, tamidi agra, and I'm a 12th star from him. He also declares this is such a thing as a carbon melech, and then he declares if there is such a thing as a carbon melech, does a carbon melech need melech? If you mark this a certain amount of melech to bring for carbon, you have to put melech on top of that. They didn't call it melech on top of melech. And I remember something in Kofta, so the stipler brings down this chance Jewish Kish Jamtif, the shtickle, and I can't find that. I looked in the melechas, he mentions him a few times, chance Jewish Kish Jamtif, but I can't find the shayla. But he goes, the shayla is a cover melech, ni melech. The chinuch, as a whole descent, Loshin on the mitzvah of bringing melech, it gives time in Kedaki B'Kedish, but he also says at the end, the Santa Loshin, he says, Mavazi Yeshu Melech Imid Acher Remez, this mitzvah's meram is ki a melech makayim kol davu, matzal has to be covered. Melech has the teva that it's matzal the basta from getting ruined. It's when you salt meat, it lasts longer. If you don't salt it, it gets spoiled quicker, but salt the meat lasts longer. So mainly what's to say, Maista Kobani Notsuha Odam in the Hesta, the Shaman Nashay. When a person brings a Kobani, he's Makam this mitzvah, it will protect it the same way it protects the boss of the mouth, it will protect his money, and it will protect his nefesh. He mentions money first, it will protect his money, and it will protect his nefesh. So Mechayr goes in the Baal Kobin. When the Baal Kobin brings his Kobin with the Melech, even though, like we said before, the Melech comes from the Tziva, not from the Baal Kobin, but he'll have the school, besides the mitzvah, he also has the school note that it protects the, being a cover of mouth, protects his money, protects his nefesh.
It's salt that you said that the person has to put himself. Does that also have to come from a tzibah, or is that also salt?
The salt has to come from a tzibah.
Even the one that he puts on his own.
On his own carbon.
His own carbon.
Yes, that's halacha. Right. A kokum of carbon, that mouth has to come from a tzibah. The dafka. Okay. Right in Pasha Yikra, we had the Pasha of a kokum chattas. And Yochid is chayta. Yochid doesn't have a b'shaygig, and there are a few conditions. One of them is it's a loisah say sheish by karis, and it's the loisah say sheish by maisa. And he does a b'shaygig, he brings a kama chattas. He do it. He brings a kama chattas. And the chattas is called the chattas kavua, because it's one chattas siphon on each siphon nashi. It doesn't make a difference if he's rich or poor. And the chattas is a behema. It's a kipsa or a seira. It's a nekeva sheep or a nekeva goat. Stafka behema. It doesn't make a difference if he's on or nashi. If he's an oni and he has no money to bring the carbon, he has to mask up psochem. He's mechayiv to bring a kamachatas. He has to go around and collect money. He had to bring his carbon. I was clearing on what we spoke about recently. The kanas usham vazvai vazius mechaymish. What about kamachatas? The person does he have to spend more than a chaymish to bring a kamachatas? I'm thinking maybe there's a chilek because the chatas, the sherish of the chatas came from a loisase. And on loisase you have to spend all your money. And the sherish of the chatas came from being given loisase. So maybe for that he has to spend all his money. But I don't know. Maybe that remains. But al kaponim, chatas kavu, it's called the siphon oni siphon ashe. But the Torah says afterwards, there's three yetzim nakhals. There's three abeis where the Torah is machalik between the oni and ashe, what kind of kavu chatas he brings. It's called the kavu oni b'yoga. It goes up and down depending on how rich he is. The oni brings one carbon and the ashe brings a different carbon. Chatas. The three abeis are, the first one is shvu seibus. Person, one Zionist friend that, you know, Ruben owes me $100, you know about it, I need to come to Bezin and testify for me that Ruben owes me money. And his friend says, I don't know any Eidus, and he says, and he makes him make a shvur that he doesn't know Eidus, he makes a shvur that he doesn't know Eidus, and the mice later he admits that he knew Eidus, he has to bring a covenant of Yeretz, a covenant of Chattis, which is the difference between an Ani and Ashia. The second is Tumas Mekesh Kedosha, if a person is over the Chamadik lava, going to the base of Mikdash when he's tamei, or eating kosher when he's tamei, he has to bring a kamachatas, but the chatas depends on his ani and ashir, what he has to bring. And the third is shvuas pitzik. Regan, someone's over shvuas shaker, he says he's going to do something, he doesn't do it, or he says he did something, he didn't do it. The Torah and the Hate of the Torah says, in the Mashal, he says that he makes a shvuah that he ate something and he didn't eat it, or he makes a shvuah that he's going to eat something in a certain time, like today, and the day goes by, he does not eat it. That he has to bring a carbon of Yeri. And the chiluk is, an Ashir brings a carbon behema, brings a behema, like every chatas. But an Ani brings shtei starim or shtei b'nei yena. An Ani only brings two oifis, and the two oifis cost a lot less than one behema. And the Ani brings a chatas oif and a ilmas oif. What's the reason these three are various? The Torah was more makel on an Ani, and the regular, the rest of the Rav in the Torah, He has to be a regular chatas behema. So the Ramban our Torah says the chiluk is that these three are very shvuas eidus and shvuas pitzui. Those two, the Ramban says, are not really a meister. They're only diva ba'alma. Since it's not really a meister, only diva ba'alma. That's why Torah is making on the ani that in Mosagi Yodai they say if he can't afford to bring a seh, he just brings shleitam seven yena. And tumas mikdash kedoshah, the Ramban says the reason is because he meant to do a mitzvah. He had in mind to do a mitzvah. He meant to go to the base of mikdash. He meant to catch him. It turned out he did an aver. He did a betumah. But a meister, he meant well. He meant to do a mitzvah. The Torah had this special kula that he was ani yoli green shnei 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 v'yena. My question to the Ramban is on the first two on shvuas eidus, shvuas pitzui. Why does the Ramban need a reason that it's why it's more kal? The chayyav it should not be chayyav in the covenant at all because it's not at least shish bekaris. Shvuah, I mean, it's takas v'yachoma. There's a gemara in Shvuah stuff on Testament off that says, "Is that zeyakol oyin m'kshama kash brachol m'sisa." So, miyuchah by this law, Shvuah sheker, the whole world shook.
They also have a
chumra
that those are like more covered
with amazing. Right, and they have to even be amazing. The Shvuah, right. Shvuah, these guys become. No, these are very even amazing. Right. So b'chalz, okay, yeah, we don't find that, but I think, the fact it's not an issue for Karis. Normally. So if anything, the Torah is making a chumra over here that has to be shnei 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 shnei. It's not a kasha why Torah is making. The whole carbon is a special chumra on these aves. So why does the Ramban have to go explain why? You know, why we make on anis? The meila by two mikdash shvashav, which is leis shesh bekaris. Why does that bring regular carbon? That the Ramban has to explain because he meant to do a mitzvah. That's why the Torah is making on him. But why does the Ramban have to give these reasons on the other? That's a shugat kasha. Yeah, because the carbon is totally in the chayv karis. If there's no, if it's something that's not chayv karis, not exactly which would be chayv karis, but amazing, there's no carbon b'shagig. Right. The
chinuch.
Well, shvuas pitzui, because it was the third one, the third of era.
Shvuas pitzui,
except the shvuas pitzui, and the Ramban says on these two, that's the reason. And the chinuch mitzvah of gimel says a big chiddush halacha. He says that ani shehevi kavan asher lo yatzah. If an ani wants to go strain zechon and bring a kavan asher, being a behemi, he's not yatzah. And then he gives a bit of shmuz on it. We should learn from this that a person should not spend more money than he can afford. And he says the Torah tells you to, you can't afford it, being a small korban, and even with the Eved, you're not yet, so you have to bring what you can afford. You should remember this, that Sayin Ruchnius and Koshkin Gashmi, so first be careful, don't keep swiping the credit card, and you know, first thing you can afford it, you have to be careful.
Who
the Chinuch.
The
Chinuch
says,
I'm behavior? Yeah, I'm coming on the behavior. In but also the chinuch is one that says the chiddush that an ani shevi kaban ashir lo yotz is not yotz. I heard once from my father in Shalom that he saw a meister with the Alta Ger Rebbe, the Miemes, that there was one time that the Miemes was talking and learning with the Michamim, and there was a Tam Chosm that asked him a kasha on this chinuch. He mentioned this chinuch that if an ani brings a kaban ashir is not yotz. He says there's a ferish mission in the goyim paket by Tarsa Metzayer. By Tarsa Metzayer is the one other place we find the Tarsa Mechalak between the Kabban Ani and the Kabban Ashiya. On the eighth day, when he's ready, the Metzayer to become Torah, he has to bring three Kabbanas. He brings a Chattas, an Oyin, and an Ashim. And the Tarsa Mechalak, that Ashiya brings a Chattas Behema, and an Oyin from Behema, and an Ashim from Behema. But an Ani, they say, if an Ani cannot afford it, the Ani brings a Chattas Oif, and an Oyin to Oif. And Ashram, even the Ani, has to be a carbon behemoth. But upon them, the Chattas and the Oyin law of a carbon Tzayir, it says Machalik that an Ashir brings behemoth, and the Ani brings Oifis. And the Mishnah says, Beferish, in Perkei Dagos from Sach Negoyim, Mishnah Yubayz, says that a Mitzayir Ani, Shevi Kabban Ashir, Yatza. If an Ani brings a carbon Ashir, he is Yatza. So, effective Tamachachon, he has this question: why would the Chinuch say by Elam Yerid is different? It's Takanah Mishnah, but we find this Mustig by Mitzayir that Ani Shevi Kavan Asher is Yetzah. And here the Chinuch says that Ani Shevi Kavan Asher and Yerid is no Yetzah. What's the Chinuch? What? No, it's his own Chiddush. It's his own Chiddush. The Chinuch bring it down. I found this same Kasha, besides this Maisef, I found this same Kasha, the Chvishik Samsaiti is the Kasha in Shabbos, Taftuflam Abezim Abez, Beshem Dem Racha Pandri. And the Rechana increases the Chachas is the Kasha B'Shem the Mishnah and Pashas Drachim. They ask on the Chinuch that why is it different in Mitzvah, and they talk about it, they try to see different Dirtzim. But the Ger Rebbe answered like this. They say the Ger Rebbe answered, Meduchstuch as the Yid felt the carbon. That was the answer. Meduchstuch as the Yid felt the carbon. Seems to me that the Yid is missing a carbon. So everyone over there was saying they didn't know what he meant. So they sent it over to Menachem Zemba, and Menachem Zemba right away chavli says, "Oh, the half of the Gateret." Says a beautiful chiluk. So the chiluk is by Mitzayir, this taka chiluk between the what type of carbon the Asher brings and the Ani brings. The Asher brings behemoth and the Ani brings Eifus. But they both are bringing the same kabbonis. They're both bringing the chattas and the Asham. The Ani is also bringing the chattas and the Asham. Hashenkei bekarbon on the Yerid, not only is the type of carbon different, behemoth and Eifus, but what carbon you bring is different. And Ashiya, when he's over these three Averis of Shuvas Eidah, Shuvas Vita, and Tusuk Shavasa, he only brings the Chattas Kavu, he only brings the Chavu Chattas Behema. Just he doesn't bring an Oila. The Ani, the Torah is Mechaivin to bring Shteisem Shnei Meyena, a Chattas and an Oila. So the Ani, all of a sudden, was Chaivin an Oila. So if an Ani is going to go bring a Kavan Ashiya, he's only bringing a Chattas, and the Dusuk has the Yifel the Kavan, he didn't bring a Kavan Oila.
Wait a minute, that's fine, you know,
By these three Aveyers of Kabbalah of the area, of Shuvas Eidah and Shuvas Shavashav, and Shuvas Vitoi, an Ashir brings the Kabbalah Behema, a Chattas Behema, and a Kavua, and the Ani brings Shesem Shevi Yerin, a Chattas and a Oila. The Ashir did not bring an Oila. Oh, wow, that's good. I guess that's what I can say. We can get to that in a second. So, my first question. Wow, very good, very good. Okay, let me say it. So my question was, the Chayit is terrorist, it's so posh, it's a Pelham, the Samsaifa, and the Rachapandi, and the Mishnah, all that friend, they asked this question. And why don't they answer this? That the Medusuch to get filled the carbon, that how can only be used as Chayiv over here in Kabbalah? He's not being a Kabbalah. So I wanted to say with the Shukah from Devin Ezra and the Meisimcha, I give you the yes, he's Mecham right away, wow. There's a Gemara in Chulin that Chafez and Malalav, that according to one Gesta, the Gemara has it sad to say that Oyla Sa'oif can be brought at night. We know all Karbanas have to be brought in the day. We know now from B'yam Sabayis day, it's Fakir. A Karban has to be brought in the daytime. The Gemara has it sad having me to say that Oyla Sa'oif can be brought at night. And the Gemara is Deichet right away. But the Gemara doesn't explain, what was the Havamina? Why should Oyla Sa'oif be different? And the son come out, no one speaks about it. But the Chuvus of Rashba, Simon Reishai and Vav, the Rashba has the Kasha. What kind of Havamina is that? Why should she be able to bring an Oyla Sa'oif at night? Belayla. And the Rashba says that the Gisim is Shabeshasiv Yishal Mechka. After they cash, the Rashba says it doesn't make any sense. The Gisim is Shabeshas is not even a Havamina such a thing, and you should erase it. Then Sameach Pek Zayin Hilkas Maisa Shane, even in the Devai, Halacha Gimel, not Devai, Halacha Gimel, and in the Miluim on the Sameach, he wants to answer which look at Eben Ezra and Pashav Yikah. There's an Eben Ezra and Pashav Yikah that Shteltzach on a Pashav Akasha. He says, what's Taka the reason that when Oni brings a covenant of Yerid, he has to bring a covenant of Yerid? We find by all chatoyim whenever you bring a kamachatas, we never find that a kamachatas comes with a kavan oyinah by chatoyim, by mitzvah, by certain other dinim, you mechuyev in the different kavanas. But when for a chet you bring a kamachatas, and even the ashiya just brings a kamachatas, doesn't bring a kavan oyinah. What's the reason that ani all of a sudden for this chatoyim he has to bring a kavan oyinah? What's the reason? So the Rebbe says more like a teretz. He says the teretz is when an ashiya brings a kavan chatas behema. Besides being zerk the dam of the mizbeach, there's also a murim that is nicked on the mizbeach. The murim of the mizbeach is burnt on the mizbeach. But ani, when he brings his chatas ha'oiv, the chatas ha'oiv is zerk the dam, and the kain is the chatas ha'oiv, but nothing is nicked on the mizbeach. There's no murim. By chatas behema, you have zikas adam, you have part that's nechal to the kahanim, and you have part that's nicked on the mizbeach. But by chatas ha'oiv, you're missing the murim. That kapar you're missing. The chenek of the mizbeach is missing. All you have is the dam, and all you have is the pas nechal kahanim. But there's nothing burnt on the mizbeach. The meilas of the Ebenezer, that's why the ani has to bring an oilas ha'oiv. He has to burn something on the mizbeach. The whole thing is to bring kedei to have the murim. As the meilas, Meir Simcha wants to say, that's the half meaning of the Gemara. That since the whole purpose of this oilas ha'oiv is only for the murim, we know a murim can be brought at night. That's the first mission in Brachos. The every other part of the carbon, the shechita, the kabbalah, the lachem, the zrika has to be done in the day. That's but the murim, the mishnah says in the first mishnah in Shas, says the murim can be a whole night. But mainly, since the whole purpose of this oilas ha'oiv is just to be memali the sun and murim, does it have a mean it should be even at night? The gemara is derechet because the ma'ase is the carbon also has to be in the day. But that was the half mina. And the main simple
is
Yeah, well, okay. I don't have to figure it out. Okay, but there's a mechan zot. It's the machti moich and chani Hashem. So it's very happy that Hashem led me in the true way in the derech emes. And they say a meister, the steiper used to say over this meister, he heard b'shaitei that Jamei Simcha said over that he had a cholim, he had a penalty of a cholim, that he saw in the Masifta de Rekia that we're going to this Sugyat, this Gemara and Cholim. And this Raj was Kasha, how could it be such a Havamina? And he says, it's a gift, Mishabesh, you have to erase it. And they said, over, Ramei Simcha's Teretz. And the Rajba said, Ezgerach. The Rajba said that his Teretz is good, and you don't have to erase the Gesta, we can keep the Gesta, his Teretz is better than mine. And that's what Ramei Simcha meant when he wrote, Smachi Moish and Chen Shem Bedechem, the Murder Gemeinte. And the Mila, I'm thinking to say, what the Gerev, on the Gerev's Teretz, on our Kasha, how could, why is, by a covenant of Yerid, why if an Oni brings a covenant Ashtiyah, he's not Yetzah? And the Gerev says, Meduchlan, he felt the covenant, he was chayv in the covenant Oinlah, he brings a covenant Ashtiyah, he's not bringing his Oinlah, maybe we could deem him for this Ebenezer. The whole purpose of bringing the covenant Oinlah, the Ebenezer says, because he doesn't have a Murim. But if he brings a covenant Ashtiyah, he brings a Behemoth, he has a Murim. He doesn't need the covenant Oinlah. There's a Mila, that's where some Seifa and the Mishnah Melach, the Macha Pandi, that's where the Achrayim didn't answer like the Mishnah Melach. He's not missing a carbon because he doesn't need it because he has the Murim. So that's what I wanted to say, maybe differently. This one list of Ara, we mentioned that by the Mitzvah Ani, that brings the carbon Ashi, he is Yitzah. By Mitzvah, the Ashi brings a Chatas Behemah and an Eilus Behemah, and the Ashi brings a Chatas Oif and Eilus Oif. The Chazanish and the Goyim, Simi Gimel, Isi Beis, says it's Shein HaChakir. What about if he only brings one carbon like an Ashi and one like an Ani? Can he bring a Chatas Behemah and an Eilus Oif? And we do half of it, like, and again, by Mitzayra, a couple of Mitzayra, tax of Mitzayra, the Usher brings the Chatas Behema and the Oilas Behema. And the Usher Behema. And the Oni brings the Chatas Oif, the Oilas Oif, and the Usher Behema. But if he brings, Kabin Usher, he brings Behemoth, he's also Yetzah. What about if he does half like an Usher? He brings the Chatas Behema, but the Oily brings the Oilas Oif. Or if I care, he brings the Chatas Oif, and he brings the Oilas Behema. You also say that the Oni is Yetzah? Or do you say that the chatas and oil have to be the same min? Whatever, if you bring behemoth, it's both be behemoth. So if you bring oifis, it's both be oifis. That's the chazanish here. Okay. The chazanish is in the goyim simin yigim ois yibayt. What's splitting? You think pasha have to be the same? Because it's a din shei term shei din yin. If you want,
yeah,
and
even if you're
not sure, that well, might say, you could look at the chazan. She closed the shadow. Okay, good.
The religious item is all on all items or on one?
On what?
On the religious item,
that's not the, yeah. Everything that goes on the mizbeach, and there's a ra'or that holds even the pasnechol kahanim and bayim also need mizbeach. And yeah, kol kavamos adam melech, everything has to have. And chachina has to be a zoyvi mamash amalich yofi yofi, completely white with the soul.
That's the ra'or also, right?
Well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that's the Chachina. And the Gemara itself says, the Gemara just has a Josh attack of Toshu, and Rashi means differently. The Rambam learns that goes on this, that it has to be a little bit sold for the
evidence.
Well, Chachina and Lechayr, that's what I'm asking. According to the Rambam, Lechayr has to be the same amount of salt as when you put them there completely. And I'm asking, Lechayr should be in the Nechamachos Mochay. That was in the Chachina. Okay.